You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Experts have earlier said that the third COVID wave can make its appearance felt in August. People do fear the third wave, but do they strictly follow COVID norms to avoid contracting the virus? Well, Bharat Biotech's chairman says public behavior is very irresponsible and it is what will decide the course of the third wave. Hello and welcome to the COVID Fight Podcast. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar, and in today's episode, I'll talk about what may happen during the third wave and more on the pandemic from around the world. But first, a look at India's infection tally as of July 29th. The active cases in the country increased for the second consecutive day, and the spike was the highest in 77 days. Moreover, new cases also remained above 40,000 for the second day in a row, and the daily toll too was above 600. As the maximum number of cases are coming from Kerala, the central government has decided to send a six-member team to the southern state for effective COVID management. The team will visit some of the districts reporting a high case positivity rate. The central team will closely work with state health authorities, take stock of ground situation, and recommend necessary public health interventions to contain the spread of the virus. Now, coming back to what Bharat Biotech's chairman and MD said about the third wave. Krishna Ella said mutations will happen and some viruses will become more virulent. However, he said it is people's behavior that will decide how the third wave plays out. Speaking about vaccines for children, Ella said Covaxin clinical trials for the 2 to 17 years age group will be completed soon. He also predicted that all Indians will be vaccinated by March 2022. Next is an update on vaccination in Mumbai. The BMC will begin home vaccination of bedridden people in the city on an experimental basis from July 30th. The initiative will be rolled out first in the K East Administrative Ward covering western suburbs. These citizens will be administered Covaxin doses as per the directives of the expert committee. BMC has said that the vaccination process will be carried out in presence of experts, wherein all necessary precautions will be taken. In some more good news for Mumbai, those who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 may soon be allowed to travel in local trains and BEST buses without any restrictions. Meanwhile, in Bengal, the government has extended COVID-related curbs till August 15th. Well, keeping in mind the warning of experts about a possible third wave, the government extended the restrictions but has also announced certain relaxations. The administration has allowed government programs at indoor facilities with 50% seating capacity. Buses, taxis, and auto rickshaws have been permitted to operate at 50% capacity, while offices, both government and private, are also allowed to function with half the manpower. Now let's take a look at the impact of the pandemic-induced lockdowns on health. According to a recent study, the nationwide lockdown in India last year caused disruptions in agriculture supply chains that negatively impacted the nutrition of women in the country. The research shows that although food value chains and allied activities were exempted from the lockdown, women's dietary diversity, that is the number of food groups consumed, declined during the period compared to 2019. The researchers at Tata Cornell Institute of Agriculture and Nutrition found that the drop was due to decreased consumption of foods like meats, eggs, vegetables, and fruits, which are rich in micronutrients that are crucial to good health and development. They found that unequal burden on women was also caused in part due to the closure of Anganwadi centers due to the lockdown. The centers, which provide take-home rations and hot-cooked meals to nursing and expecting mothers, are an important source of nutrition for women and children. Well, data from 155 households surveyed showed that 72% of eligible households lost access to Anganwadi services during the pandemic. A look at global news on the pandemic. Well, 2 months after the top US health agency said that people who are fully vaccinated can avoid masks, it has reversed the protocol and recommended the use of face covering in high-risk areas. The US Center for Disease Control and Prevention said, and I quote, "To maximize protection from the Delta variant and prevent possibly spreading it to others, wear a mask indoors in public if you're in an area of substantial or high transmission," unquote. Now, why does CDC recommend wearing masks indoors even if you've been fully vaccinated? It's because masks help stop the spread of the coronavirus. They're literally a layer between you and any virus in the air and can help prevent infection. The reason public health officials are calling for more mask wearing is that there is clear and mounting evidence that though rare, breakthrough infections can occur in people who are fully vaccinated. This is particularly true with emerging variants of concern. The good news is that COVID infection, if it does happen, is much less likely to lead to serious illness or death in vaccinated people. Moving on, as COVID cases in Australia's Sydney continue to rise due to the COVID-19 Delta outbreak, authorities have increased police powers to shut down businesses not complying with lockdown measures. More than 2 million residents in 8 Sydney hotspots will now be forced to wear masks outdoors and they must stay within 5 kilometers of their homes. Sydney is in the 5th week of an extended 9-week lockdown, which is scheduled to end on August 28. An update from Tokyo Olympics. The organizers have announced 24 more games-related COVID cases. This is the highest one-day figure so far. The fresh additions have taken the total number of games-related cases to over 190. Out of the 24 cases, 6 are games-concerned personnel and 15 are contractors, besides 3 athletes. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you have any suggestions, feedback, or have a question, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest developments. Thank you and have a nice evening.